What was the Watcher in the Water, that tentacle monster that the Fellowship faced just outside Moria? What was its history, and how powerful was it? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover The Lord of the Rings in depth, as well as other great fantasy worlds like A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. We only meet the Watcher in the Water once in The Lord of the Rings, as the Fellowship are about to enter Moria. There's a brief scuffle, which both it and the Fellowship survive, and then that's it. But that is enough to make us realise that this is no normal monster. There's strength and intelligence there, and power. So let's start by breaking down that scene, then working our way back into the depths of time to see if we can work out what it was. As the Fellowship approach the West Gate of Moria, the Doors of Durin, they have to make their way around an unexpected lake of stagnant water. Previously, the stream or river called the Cirrenon passed through here, so clearly someone or something has been clogging up the river. We'll get back to that a bit later, because this is an important clue as to what's been going on. For now, the important part is that while the Fellowship hang around outside the gate, Gandalf couldn't remember the password, they are right up by the side of the lake, so close that Boromir took to throwing a rock into it out of frustration. Yes, in the book that was Boromir, not Pippin, who threw the rock. And it seems to have roused the creature. Immediately afterwards, great rippling rings in the water started moving towards them. A tentacle reaches out and grabs Frodo by the ankle, pulling him towards the water. Sam reacts fastest, hacking at it with his knife and pulling Frodo free. The Fellowship rush into Moria, while 20 more tentacles burst forth from the water. We read this. The groping tentacles writhed across the narrow shore and fingered the cliff wall and the doors. One came wriggling over the threshold, glistening in the starlight. Gandalf turned and paused. If he was considering what word would close the gates again from within, there was no need. Many coiling arms seized the doors on either side and with horrible strength swung them around. With a shattering echo, they slammed, and all light was lost. Unlike in the movie, we never actually see the monster's head or body, assuming it has one, just the tentacles. Frodo immediately asks Gandalf what it was. "I felt that something horrible was near from the moment that my foot first touched the water," said Frodo. "What was the thing? Or were there many of them?" "I do not know," answered Gandalf, "but the arms were all guided by one purpose. Something has crept or has been driven out of dark waters under the mountains. There are older and fouler things than orcs in the deep places of the world." He did not speak aloud his thought that whatever it was that dwelt in the lake, it had seized on Frodo first among all the company. There's a lot we could pick up on there, and we will, but first, why was it there? The timeline seems to have been something like this. In years gone by, that lake outside Moria had not been there. There had been a road leading up to the Doors of Durin and a small river, the Cirrenon, which passed through the valley. That's how Gandalf remembered it. He'd been that way before. But then in the year 2989 of the Third Age, Balin led his initially successful attempt to reclaim Moria from the orcs. All was going broadly well for perhaps 5 years, until the orcs attacked again through the East Gate. Balin was killed, and the dwarves tried to escape west out of the Doors of Durin. Their own account, read later by Gandalf, simply says, "The pool is up to the wall at Westgate. The Watcher in the Water took Owen. We cannot get out." It was a trap. Piecing this all together, before the orcs attacked Balin's colony, they took the time to dam up the Cirrenon outside the West Gate of Moria. In time, that made a lake in the valley that came right up to the doors themselves. They then, or rather the Balrog probably then, drove the Watcher in the Water up from deep underwater lakes to the new lake outside Moria, where it prevented the dwarves from leaving. It had then stayed there for the best part of the next 30 years, just waiting. The lack of orc guards outside or even inside the western end of Moria shows that they were very happy for it to stay there just watching and guarding, and were confident that that end of Moria was now secure. which could leave the impression that the Watcher is not much more than a glorified guard dog or guard squid, moved into position, then left there. But when you look a bit deeper, there does seem to be a lot more going on. First, this creature is seemingly long-lived and very strong. Witness how it uproots tall trees and pulls down the mountainside, destroying dwarven craftsmanship with apparent ease. And it doesn't seem to be normal or natural, not just a large octopus or anything like that. Just pay attention to this description that Tolkien gives us. Out of the water, a long, sinuous tentacle had crawled. It was pale green and luminous and wet. Its fingered end had hold of Frodo's foot and was dragging him into the water. That's not a tentacle as we know it. It crawled out of the water. It was luminous. It had fingers that gripped hold of Frodo. 20 of them moved with one intention. Its strength was horrible. Its stench was hideous. It prompts fear in some way, perhaps understandably. Gandalf and the Fellowship seem not to have even considered fighting it for one moment, just fleeing. The dwarves had apparently earlier decided that they would rather face an entire orc army than that one monster. And something else troubles Gandalf about the encounter. Remember that he did not speak aloud his thought that whatever it was that dwelt in the lake, it had seized on Frodo first among all the company. Was it just a coincidence that the Watcher had grabbed the Ringbearer, not Boromir who had thrown the rock, Gandalf the obvious leader who was just then speaking the password to open the doors of Durin, or even Bill the Pony, surely the juiciest and easiest victim if the Watcher just wanted a meal? No, the Watcher seemingly targeted the Ringbearer, and that troubled Gandalf. There was some insidious intelligence there. Because the Watcher does exude evil as few other creatures in Middle-earth do. Frodo shudders with disgust at the very touch of the water of the lake beneath his feet, and later says that he felt that something horrible was near from that moment on. The lake itself is described variously as dark, gloomy, treacherous, unclean, black-edged. You get the idea. The trees and plants around the edge of it are visibly rotting. This all adds up to a very Tolkien trope. Evil infects and corrupts the natural world around it. We're supposed to be unnerved and repulsed by the Watcher. But even through all this, Tolkien keeps the Watcher in the water deliberately mysterious. We don't ever see it properly, just a couple of lines of description of its tentacles. Gandalf the Wise doesn't know what it is. Even its name is a mystery. The dwarves may have named it the Watcher in the Water, but that seems more of a description than a name. What does it look like? What is it capable of? We simply don't know. That said, I think we can make a guess at what it is, in abstract at least. As we've seen, the lake outside Moria wasn't where it originally came from. It was originally from, as Gandalf put it, dark waters under the mountains. We get a hint of this later, incidentally, when Gandalf and the Balrog fall from the Bridge of Khazad Dûm. After a long fall, they plunge into the deep water beyond light and knowledge. It's a place like that that the Watcher came from, probably driven by the Balrog itself. What lurks down there? Well, Gandalf is vague about it in a rather unsettling way. There are older and fouler things than orcs in the deep places of the world, he says. Remember that orcs originated from Morgoth conducting dark, corrupting experiments on captured elves back even before the First Age to create a mockery of elves. These things are older and fouler than that, which leaves two broad options. The first is that the Watcher in the Water is another one of those corruptions, an earlier prototype by Morgoth, some kind of mockery of sea life, octopi perhaps, making something kraken-like. That would certainly explain why it seems familiar as a water monster, but also with some weird differences, the fingers on the tentacles, for example. So that's the first option. If you dig around Tolkien's wider writings in the history of Middle-earth, you can find a smattering of references back before the First Age to Morgoth not just having orcs and wolves and the like on his side, but also fell beings of shadow or beasts and demons, which aren't really described in much detail, but could cover things like the Watcher in the Water. In this case, the Watcher probably escaped like the Balrog did at the end of the War of Wrath in the First Age and hid deep underground, under the Misty Mountains, so it couldn't be taken before the Judgment of the Valar. The second option, though, is something even deeper and darker. After Gandalf and the Balrog fell into that deep water, the Balrog, his fires quenched, tried to escape. Gandalf explains that at last he fled into dark tunnels. They were not made by Durin's folk, Gimli, son of Gluin. Far, far below the deepest delvings of the dwarves, the world is gnawed by nameless things. Even Sauron knows them not. They are older than he. Now I have walked there, but I will bring no report to darken the light of day. So tunnels and lakes and nameless things, things that are even older than Sauron, and Gandalf thinks it best not to even tell his companions about them. As much as we enjoy knowing everything about Tolkien's world, part of what makes it wonderful and retain its sense of mystery is that there are unknown things out there. He never fully explains who or what Tom Bombadil is, for example, or Ungoliant. They are ancient and powerful, and both were almost certainly in Middle-earth before, say, Sauron, like the nameless things in the depths of the earth. So could the Watcher in the Water be one of these nameless things? It's very possible, though perhaps it's then less likely that it could have been driven to the surface by just orcs and the Balrog. Either way, what happened to it? After the Fellowship rush into Moria to escape it, it isn't mentioned again. But Tolkien does give us a few context clues. First, it's clear that the dam the orcs built to make that lake was not 100% watertight. The Fellowship do see a small trickle of the Cirrenon River still in its wider bed, and it's clear that the lake has been slowly reducing in size. When the dwarves of Balin's mission tried to escape out of the West Gate, the water came right up to it, so there was no way out at all. But by the time the Fellowship got there, they could walk around the edges relatively easily. So presumably, over time, the water level will have sunk some more. And sometime after the year 171 of the Fourth Age, Durin the Seventh led the dwarves back to Khazad-dûm. They recolonized it and brought it back to its time of glory. There is no mention of the Watcher in the Water troubling them then. So as the waters slowly receded, the Watcher presumably returned to where he came from. If there had been a way for him to get up to that lake, there must have been a way for him to get back down. Down to take his place once more among the nameless things that Gandalf and Tolkien thought it best that we do not know about. Gone, but still down there, lurking, waiting and watching. If you'd like to see more videos diving deep into Tolkien's Legendarium, please click on the link appearing now on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, there's a link to my Patreon page appearing now on the right of your screen. Thanks for watching. That's all for this time. I'll see you again soon.